Thank you, County Sheriff Shane Johnson from the Sheriff's Office. Good morning, Sheriff. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Appreciate your time, as always, coming in this morning. And a number of items we can touch on and what's happening within the Sheriff's Department. Out of the gate, I noticed a couple of reminders from the Sheriff's Office on locking doors and statements like things are changing and so that type of stuff.
Yeah. Well, I guess things are changing a little bit. I mean, there's nothing that sparked that specifically. Just a good reminder to keep your doors locked. Be conscious of, you know, your belongings and valuables, and put them in a place where it's where you're not likely to become a victim. Just a general safety reminder for those type of things. So it's always good. You know, we get complacent. When I say we, I'm including myself, about locked doors and keys in the ignition, and you know. We have had a couple stolen vehicles lately. They're related to other crimes, so you know that's still there. And so, anyway, it's a good reminder.
Absolutely, and not just vehicles, but homes and all of it, right? Everything.
Yep.
So storage units.
if you can find the keys to your house the last time you locked it, find them and lock it up. Start locking it up now.
Yeah, I mean it's tough, because it's one of the reasons we like living in a place like this is because we feel safe and comfortable and feel like we can do that.
Right. Exactly, and it's not meant to tell people that we're living in a war zone now, because we're not. This is still an amazing place to live, and our crime rate's low, and we don't have we're not in a situation where we're having burglaries all the time and thefts, but we certainly have them, and oftentimes they're opportunists, so anything you can do to discourage that is recommended, and that's all we're doing there.
Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson in studio. Also, the Sheriff's Office, looks like you're working on updating your emergency business files. What are these files, and what are you working on here?
So we just asked the business to provide us with information, emergency contacts. So if something happens at that business, if you know it's 2 a.m. and there's some property damage or a burglary, or you know we notice that a door's left open or something like that, that we have the latest information on that business, so we have an emergency contact person that we can get a hold of to come lock up, or you know if there's any number of things that would happen when the business is not open, that we have a person to contact that's responsible and that we can have respond or ask questions and say, you know, maybe is this vehicle supposed to be in your parking lot? Looks a little suspicious to us, those type of things. So we do that every once in a while, trying to keep our files updated in dispatch. So again, if there's any reason to contact the business owner, we have the most current info.
Yeah. Are you asking businesses to contact the department, or is the department reaching out to businesses to get that?
So we're asking businesses to contact the department, but we also do reach out. When we know that there's one that we don't have the current info, we start working on that. But, you know, part of this thing with growth is that there's, you know, over time, things change or new businesses open, and so we're trying to be proactive on that too. So we will reach out, but you know we thought putting it on Facebook would help people just with the form, and they can contact us and be proactive and get us their information.
Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson in studio this morning. Sheriff, of course, the legislative session continues. It's ongoing. Bills have crossed over, all that stuff. Any specific legislation your department is keeping an eye on right now?
Well, the chiefs and sheriffs follow some. We'll actually meet, Chief Sheriff's Association will meet in Cheyenne next week and talk to legislators with some of the bills that affect law enforcement and communities that we have an interest in. We try and stay in our lane as far as the other stuff, but certainly every year there's bills that come up that we have an interest in. Of course, over time they change too. So some that we start following and comment on, then they end up not getting introduced or don't come out of committee. So there was some immigration stuff. In fact, Senator Dockstetter and I exchanged some texts last night about some immigration. He wanted to, you know my thoughts on some of that type of stuff. So, you know, and the laws that they're working on right now are pretty much, you know, talking about stuff that we do already and we've always done. there was one where they were going to mandate sheriffs sign agreements with ICE and these different things, and I'm not in favor of that so much. We already work with ICE. I get a little protective when I'm being told by other elected officials that you have to sign agreements with the federal government. And the scary thing about that is that works on both ways, because we have people saying don't get grants from the federal government, then they have, you know, then they got to tell you what to do. And then now we're saying you got to sign these, you know. Luckily that part of it went away. But I appreciate the attitude of where it's coming from, which is, you know, work with ICE, make sure that we're partners with them in working on this immigration problem. And we do, we always have. So, and we will continue to do that. So I think those bills are okay. You know, marijuana stuff came up again early. I think all that stuff's gone already. Nothing's going to happen with that. Property tax stuff is, you know, something that the chiefs and sheriffs look at, but not, you know, we kind of stay in our lane on that one. And that's, we'll see where that kind of stuff ends up.
All right, Sheriff Johnson in the studio this morning. Sheriff, speaking of ICE and you know, of course, how things are with kind of a changing landscape, if you will, with the new administration in the White House and the southern border and everything. There's been a lot of talk with even some of the neighboring counties around us and how they've handled deportations and that kind of thing. Inside Lincoln County, do you see this as a problem here inside the county, and how does the sheriff's office handle this?
So we have certainly seen an increase in undocumented people here. There's no doubt about that. Now, you know, you go from having, you know, a couple every 6 months to 10 every 6 months, and that's a pretty significant increase, but it's not an overwhelming amount. But we follow the rules. We work with ICE. So when we have someone in custody, we contact ICE and notify them that we have someone in custody and work with them with what they'd like us to do with them if they're going to come pick them up. So we've had numerous people picked up. And my feeling has always been these guys, these individuals that bring attention to themselves by not following the law, they need to go. That's my opinion. They're drawing attention to themselves. They're driving drunk. They're committing crimes. The domestic violence. They need to be deported. That's my feeling on that. So we're not doing wholesale raids on anybody that we think that may be undocumented. But like the administration has said many times, that my understanding of it is we're going to focus on the people that are drawing attention to themselves by not following the law and start there. And I'm in. Very much in agreement with that.
Sheriff Shane Johnson, Lincoln County Sheriff's Department on the Weekday Wake Up. Sheriff, anything we missed you'd like to mention today?
Well, if you have just a minute, I'll hit on fraud. We've had some of that on Facebook, just some reminders. We've seen some of that again lately, but it's a full-time effort on people and that reaching out through on your computer, call this number, your computer's locked, to random texts that you might get. Phone calls of, you know, everything from this is the IRS to your kid's in jail and we need money to bail them out, or you have a email, you know, this charge didn't go through, or we're unable to deliver that package. Those are all fraudulent. So be very careful and contact the sheriff's office if you have some information or you're a victim of that, so we can be proactive. But the frustrating thing about that, and that's why we need to be proactive on the front side, is once you've become a victim, it's very, very difficult to track this down. I mean, it originates overseas. And while we like to think that we have a positive influence around here, our authority doesn't extend to overseas, and we kind of get roadblock when that kind of stuff happens. So the best thing is to be proactive on the front end and prevent people being victims of that fraud.
Yeah, if it looks suspicious, it probably is, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Too good to be true. It's definitely too good to be true.
Sheriff Shane Johnson, Leakey County Sheriff's Department in studio. Sheriff, appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Duke.
Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.